Paul, live from the rocky coast of Maine to the Rocky Mountains and around the world on Republic Radio. This is the Proactive News with Bill Brumbaugh, and I'm Olaf Hagee, sitting in for Bill for a second week in a row here. Bill has had a fire. His house didn't totally burn down, but there was a serious fire, and it's not inhabitable. So Bill has had to move this week, and then, of course, with all the stress of that, you can imagine what happened. He, not only that, he burned his left hand, and he's a real mess at the moment, and he got sick on top of it, so he's not having a good week, not having a good week at all here. So I am happy to be here with you all and let you know what's going on, and hopefully try to do as good a job as I can on short notice here. We'll welcome your calls this morning on Groundhog Day and is it Candlemas Day or something? And I think there's some other cross-quarter day going on and caucuses here in Maine and all kinds of interesting things happening out there. You want to call in today, it's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. So we'll be looking forward to hearing from John and Melissa and all the wonderful people out there who usually call in at this hour on a Saturday morning. And I don't have any specific plan here for something to talk about, so I'll probably be wandering around talking about politics and history or whatever comes to mind. So feel free to call in and start the ball rolling if you have another topic you'd prefer us to be covering this morning. It's been a very interesting week, hasn't it? My goodness, Arnold Schwarzenegger came out for McCain. That was a shock. I mean, I was sure that he was going to support Hillary. But I guess he's not quite that far to the left yet. But we'll see what happens here. It's going to be an interesting political year, and we'll be. I guess it's already been an interesting political year. Wasn't it just a month ago that John McCain didn't have a chance to get the nomination? Was it that recently? My goodness, things change. And here we are at the beginning of February, and everything's changed. McCain seems to be running away with it, and Mitt Romney's playing catch-up, which has something to do with, I guess, the fact that nobody was really, I think, a big Romney supporter outside of say, the Mormons and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Howie Carr and a few other people, but it just didn't seem like he ever got enough traction there. Well, I'm going to try to do better this week on the breaks on the show. I think we got one coming up here in a minute. So we'll be looking to take some calls today, hopefully, at 1-800-313-9443. Once again, Bill's out again this week. Obviously, when you lost your home and one of your hands is burned and you're not feeling well, we don't expect Bill to be on the air until he gets a little better situated. I understand he's moved into a new place, so I think he's going to be fine. And hopefully his hand will mend nicely, and I know that he is eager to get back on the air. So I expect you to hear from him next week at this time. So say a prayer for Bill, and Bill Brumbaugh should be back with you all in a week. And don't forget to go to his website, proactivenews.com, and there's a PayPal link up there if you want to help him out. He could sure use it right now, proactivenews.com. And he'd be happy to, I'm sure, get any kind of encouragement at all, whether you contribute or not. So please get in touch with him. Okay, I think we'll be having a break any minute now. And when we do,
back. It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, we're back. I'm Olaf Hagee, and Bill Brumbaugh is not with us, obviously, this weekend. He'll be back next week. And I'll tell you, it's been a weird, weird day for us here in Maine. We are having every kind of weather there is except for hurricane. We actually had a thunderstorm. That's right, I said a thunderstorm last night. Lots of lightning, lots of thunder. Lights flickering from it, as well as an ice storm, a rainstorm, a snowstorm, sleet, freezing rain, clear now, sunny, you know, everything you can imagine. Just absolutely amazing. It is extremely rare to have a violent thunderstorm, obviously, in Maine in February, to put it mildly. And so there's something strange going on with the weather for sure. But, you know, those things happen. I understand we have a caller, Melissa, in Texas, I believe.
Good morning, Olaf.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well. You said you didn't have any particular thing planned to talk about, so I've got a couple.
I was counting on my co-hostess here to call in.
Yeah, right? Well, I've got a couple of suggestions.
Okay.
And you could choose or not. Because I got your the first 4 of the MP3 CDs.
Okay.
I'm only through the first 2 so far because I listen while I work and because I can't pay close attention and take notes because I'm working.
Yeah.
I listen to them several times before I even pretend to get them.
Okay.
And, the hidden family of Jesus, or the blotting out of the New Testament. Both of those things are just absolutely new to me, and I've been studying since 1978, so this is all new to me, and I am quite impressed with it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You mean you've already heard about Mars?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's also... See, I think you ought to offer an Ishtar special so I can get the last 2 at the special price, so I can actually afford to buy them.
Oh, okay.
So, and notice I said Ishtar because that's what it is. We know.
Yes, happy
Ishtar.
I'm always amazed that people actually believe that rabbits lay eggs.
Wow.
I've never quite understood how an Easter Bunny could lay a decorated egg.
Maybe this goes back to the genetic engineering before the flood.
Yeah, right.
See?
No, maybe that was the answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Well, no wonder they worship it.
Well, the Easter eggs actually were originally, of course, had nothing to do with Ishtar or Easter.
Right.
Had to do with the deluge, and they were painted decorations and colors that related to symbols of the flood. And the idea was that when the sun was acting weird, the number of eggs that chickens would lay would actually diminish, or the shells would get very thin, because it turns out that chicken eggshells are a very good barometer for ultraviolet light output from the sun. And it was a very easy way for them to keep track of what was happening with solar activity. And when the chickens were laying fewer eggs, it meant that there was a dangerous situation going on. But when the egg laying stopped altogether, that meant that the sun was about to go through one of its long-term conniptions, and we were going to see a deluge or a great drought. So... the cycles, the long-term solar cycles that take thousands of years were triggered, or I should say triggered by, but were, what am I looking for here, were revealed by, I guess, the thickness of the eggshells. So eggs became a focus of how they would keep track of solar activity, since the ultraviolet light output would... determine how much calcium could be absorbed and taken up by the chickens for the egg-laying process. So they started painting the eggshells, and if you could paint a lot of eggs, it meant that everything was fine. So it was a way to celebrate the fact you were not going to have a flood. And they would put flood symbols on there as a way to teach each new generation these symbols to help them to understand what the process was. And the colors red and black, for example, were used to signify different solar color combinations that would, obviously black was bad news.
Yeah.
But red was certainly an ominous indicator for the sun. And they also put nets on, and there were little pictures of boats and fish and so forth. In fact, the Noah story seems to be enshrined on a lot of the egg designs. Now, I'm going by the old Ukrainian and Lithuanian designs, the original ones, not by the silly things the kids and their parents do here in this country.
Well, how did bunny rabbits get tied into that? Because we all know what bunny rabbits do.
Right. Fertility dropped dramatically in the 18 months prior to a solar flood event. You would have a tremendous drop in fertility. In fact, in Australia, where they have I think it's something like 10,000 animals were crushed to death by hailstones when the deluge began 11,500 years ago. And these animals, during the last 18 months prior to the event occurring, there was no reproduction at all going on. They just stopped reproducing. And this is pretty typical. I mean, you find that with the change in solar spectral output, the amount of ultraviolet light and so forth, it changes fertility rates. You've heard the expression that when spring comes, a young man's fancy turns and so forth. That idea that people get more interested in reproducing in the spring. Apparently, the change in light, I mean, we get more ultraviolet light as we get deeper into the year. And so, as a consequence, that seems to have some impact on libido.
Huh.
And so, any symbol of fertility, I assume that the rabbits would stop reproducing and everything else. So, they looked at all of these signals. They didn't have our sophisticated, you know, satellite technology type of thing to judge it by. So, they had a lot of folk legend type material that they would go to as a way to try to gauge when this rather horrible event was coming. I mean, it was a fascinating thing.
And Olaf, don't you think that maybe because of the influence of the satanic activity through their false gods and the false prophecies, false revealings, that all of this got turned into? I mean, I think all religion comes from a spiritual source. It's just not the true source when it ends up being the false religions. So I would think that there's some sort of spiritual input there that would cause people to put two and two together and get five.
Well, yeah, a lot of what happens here is that things get perverted from what people originally knew. Obviously, it was survivors on Noah's Ark who remembered what had happened, who preserved mm-hmm. these traditions, and then survivors of the famine of Joseph, which is the other side of the solar cycle, who preserved those traditions. And those people handed them down, but I notice they've become largely lost in our modern paganized scientific world, where we kind of have forgotten all of the things that that our ancestors once knew. And I think we're getting away from those things because they verify there was a flood. And believe it or not, the guys who are, the atheists and the agnostics, the last thing they want to hear about is anything that supports the idea of a global deluge. So they're not too thrilled with these things. So I think that these traditions have survived, but they've been perverted in order to keep us from knowing what they really are about, because they help to support the Bible, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
They supply us with that hard evidence, really. On a global basis, because you look at these traditions all over the world, there are flood traditions, I believe, from something like 78 different cultures. And it's an amazing thing to realize that virtually every kind of culture from every part of the world has a very similar story about the deluge.
Well, and we know that before the flood, the earth didn't have rain. It was all dew and condensation. And then when the
that is rain.
Well, I know, but I mean, it didn't rain like, you know,
well,
when Noah was building his ark.
It says before Adam. I'm not sure if that's before the flood, so it's hard.
Well, I think I remember being taught that before that it's in the Bible there somewhere, but
Genesis 2 they're referring to.
Yeah, but it didn't, you know, until things changed, until the firmament of till water poured out from the firmament, then whatever that means.
It just means atmosphere. It's rocky in the Hebrew. It's the open expanse of the sky.
Right. So anyway, then the rainbow and the promise that it would never happen again that way, that it would be by fire the next time.
I don't think God promised Noah that it would be by fire next time. But
no, but it's later on we hear that in Revelation.
Fire coming. We're going to take a break here.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Can you hear the
on.
Music, Olaf?
Well, yeah, stay along here.
Okay.
Hey.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back here, and we got Melissa in Texas, I hope, still with us. Melissa, you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Well, we were talking about the, I guess we could say, solar meteorology, how the sun affects the Earth's weather, and what an appropriate day for it. I mean, Groundhog Day, you couldn't ask for a better day to be talking about something like this.
Okay, what's that deal with the groundhog? Who thunk this up?
I believe that it was a little town in Pennsylvania that thought it up, and then there's a town here in Maine that decided that they could exploit it because they had groundhogs too, and then somebody in Hollywood made a movie out of it, and next thing you know, we're all enjoying the movie. We can't get rid of Punxsutawney Phil now.
That's it. Yeah, now,
so he's a. There's one up here in Maine. I can't remember what he's called, but
Marvin,
he's got his
Maine.
Own name. they name these cute little things, and then they go down and ruin your lawn.
They're worse than anything. They chew holes under things, and they'll kill a dog if they're not careful.
They'll kill a dog?
Yeah, they're pretty rough. I mean, dogs usually kill them, but if they can, they'll get under them and kick their belly out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wait a
they're
minute
not
here.
Very, they're all pretty harsh little critters.
You're telling me that groundhogs are not friendly little fuzzy little creatures who...
No, they're mean.
Grass?
They have big teeth.
Yeah, that's right. Aren't they cute though? They look like beavers.
Yeah, they're round and roly-poly little creatures.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you put a little fur on one of those rodents, and all of a sudden people get just fawn all over them, but they're still a rat.
Does that mean if I see a leaf fall from the tree, I can turn it into a holiday? I mean, it makes as much sense.
Well, actually, you know, we come up with these holidays in part, I think, to keep track of the seasons from a time when if the seasons didn't come, it meant something really horrible was happening. So when autumn came the way it was supposed to, everybody celebrated, or when winter came as it was supposed to, everybody celebrated. When things went the way they're supposed to, in other words, the annual seasonal ritual, that people celebrated that because it meant that everything was okay. But thunderstorms in February ain't okay, at least not in Maine. And so when things don't go the way they're supposed to, it makes you nervous. It makes you wonder what's going on. I know I was really wondering, and I think I know a little bit about all this stuff, and I was wondering last night what it meant to have a thunderstorm in Maine. I've been here a quarter of a century now almost, and it was kind of unnerving to realize that, that thunder and lightning out there wasn't just a brief fluke. It just kept going and going and going. We had a real storm. And that was freaky strange for us. So,
well, they're perfecting their methods. They keep practicing.
So you believe in weather mod, eh?
They keep practicing. Pretty soon they'll have it down pat.
I'm not sure what the you got a point, because I've argued that there might be something going on here. We have a naval air station, and Brunswick Naval Air Station is a place where you might expect that they might engage in some weather modification to keep
that's
the base open.
That's a coincidence. that's just a coincidence.
They do have a they have some very interesting aircraft over here. They fly C-5As in and out, and they have special craft to detect offshore submarines and so forth. And they can't wait to shut this base down, because apparently they think they can protect the Northeast from offshore submarines by keeping open the base in Florida.
Hmm.
That's right.
Oh, I don't get that logic very well.
Yeah, no, neither do we. But
don't worry.
We're just
they love
not
us.
Part of the
okay,
global agenda,
care.
I guess.
They'll take
up here.
Good care of us, Olaf. Don't worry.
Speaking of which, I should mention that today is the Maine Republican Caucus. And I used to think that was some kind of weird flower, but it's actually where people get together in small towns at about 7 o'clock in the morning and vote for their favorite candidate, and then quickly adjourn so that anybody else who comes in the rest of the day doesn't get counted. And one of the first cities in Maine to vote today was Newport, and there were 7 Ron Paul supporters and 5 McCain supporters. There was a McCain guy running the show, and Ron Paul's 2 supporters who came in late were told, oh, we're so sorry.
Wow.
Can't count your vote. It isn't even noon yet here, and already they shut the caucus down so that to keep those extra Ron Paul votes out. So Newport voted 5-5, 5 for Ron Paul, 5 for McCain, 2 for Mitt Romney. And obviously that means that Romney will take the state. Well, that seems to be what's going on. In
well, you've been paying attention
elections.
To Bev Harris?
Over in New Hampshire, Barack Obama beat Hillary until she busted people from out of state to vote, which was not entirely legal.
Oh, it's worse than that, Olaf. Bev Harris followed the vans around that had the ballots in them.
Yeah.
And they went out in the country and met up with a green Jeep, and when they realized they were being followed, they were traveling 90 on in and out of traffic on the highway trying to get away from the people following. And and when the boxes appeared where they were supposed to, they had been cut open, and the seals that were on the boxes, the supposed tamper-proof seals, they were made out of the same kind of stuff as sticky notes, as Post-it notes, that can be pulled up and put back without tearing the cardboard at all.
Oh, wow.
And,
hang
and
in
yeah,
there.
The
we're going to be back after
damn.
These messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, we're back here. I'm Olaf Hagee, and this is the Proactive News with Bill Brumbaugh. Bill is having, I said last week, electrical problems. He didn't tell me the half of it. He'd burned his left hand trying to put out a fire, I guess, that had started in the chimney. His cats came and woke him up, or he wouldn't be with us at all, if you follow me. And he was lucky to get out of that alive. They did save most of the house, but it's not livable now. And so he's moved to a new residence, but he's fighting flu, and he's got his hand burned, and he's trying to get settled in the new place here, and he's going to be spending today continuing to move his stuff in and get everything cleaned out and fixed up. So Bill is struggling here to get things back in order. You want to help Bill out, and boy, he could really use it right now. Go to his website, proactivenews.com, P-R-O-A-C-T-I-V-E-N-E-W-S, all one word, proactivenews.com. There's a PayPal link up there somewhere, and you can click on that, or you can email him at, I think it's Bill at proactivenews.com. And don't expect an immediate response, because I'm not sure if he gets his internet back until Monday. So I forgot to ask him that when I was talking to him this morning. But he will be happy to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement or if you just want to say a prayer for Bill. But if you can help him out financially in this situation, he would deeply appreciate it. Again, that's proactivenews.com. Okay, we have Melissa from Texas with us, and she's hunting in her backyard with her dog looking for groundhogs.
No, I'm not.
No, Jen, she's not doing that.
She's my assistant.
Your assistant?
Yes.
Her assistant's name?
Her name's Honey.
Honey, oh.
Yeah, she's a long-haired dachshund.
Groundhogs?
She's a long-haired dachshund.
A long-haired dachshund, oh, okay.
Yeah, I never had one of those before.
Well, Westminster Dog and Kennel Show is coming up, isn't it, soon?
I always watch, and I always want one of everything.
One of everything?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I love them all.
One, right?
Except for Shih Tzus. They bite. I don't like Shih Tzus.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say the name of that dog on the air?
Okay, I'll pronounce it the other way. Shih Tzus. That sounds better?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we don't want to get censored.
Yeah, we don't want to get bleeped here. Well, we were talking about the weather and a lot of things.
And the vote fraud.
Bullfrogs.
Vote fraud.
Oh, vote fraud.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I see now.
Well,
see where my mind just automatically wanders off into strange areas. Voting fraud. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Yeah. I'm very interested in what you were saying. Now, you had a friend up there or somebody?
No, this is Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.com. She actually flew up there from here in Texas to go cover, you know, figure out what was going on in New Hampshire, and they actually caught them on camera doing all this vote fraud.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, was that Hillary vote fraud, or was
this was both. This was Republican and Democrat. They took all the ballot boxes of everything, started opening them every, you know, mixing them all up, all kinds of weird stuff. You can, most people, I guess you'd go to blackboxvoting.com and see, I guess it's there, or it would send you wherever to learn about what's going on. But it's totally, totally corrupted. There's no justice in voting at this point in time, although we still need to do it just to go ahead and prove the
vote fraud. Yeah, exactly.
Fraudulent.
Well, I understand that there were towns where several people had gotten together and voted for Ron Paul, and then when the vote total from their town was announced, there were no Ron Paul votes.
Yeah, it was human error was their excuse.
Yeah. Well, I've been a victim of the kind of problems that we're talking about here. I was a delegate to the Young Republican Convention in 1965 in the state of Vermont, which was a different state back then. They hadn't had the mass immigration from apparently the from Haight-Ashbury or wherever they came from of all the socialists that moved into Vermont. But back in 1965 at the convention there, we had to fight like crazy to keep them from outsiders with the license plates from way outside of Vermont coming in to basically hijack the Young Republican convention. And by the time we realized what was going on, you know, it was just at the last minute we were able to caucus and get together and stop it. And, you know, we were jumping up and down, making our motions and getting together and trying to urge people to stop what was going on. It was really amazing to see how these guys, when they're well-organized and they come in from the outside, they can just take over a convention on a state level like that. Because a lot of us didn't really have any big experience in politics. So we didn't really, I mean, it was my first time ever at a convention. My mother had been at a convention in 1948, but it wasn't a Republican convention. It was the National Democrat Convention. And that was an interesting one as well, with Henry Wallace and Harry Truman fighting it out to see whether the Mason or the New World Order socialist was going to get the vice presidency.
Truly the lesser of both evils.
Yeah, we got the
greater.
Yeah, we got one of them. I don't know which.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Kind of like, would Al Gore have been better than George Bush? I don't think so.
Well, Henry Wallace was, in fact, the candidate of the black government. I mean, he was the guy who was involved with the when Tesla, for example, died, one of the first people to show up was Henry Wallace's assistant. Why is the vice president's scientific advisor one of the first guys to show up when Nikola Tesla dies? Trying to find out, you know, what happened to his papers and so forth. And people from something called G2, which you would assume is, you know, Army intelligence. But the way it was spelled in the J. Edgar Hoover, Freedom of Information Act releases, indicated that it was not the G2 you think of. You think of G number two. But this was GTWO, and I had the feeling that they weren't talking about the Army intelligence guys or anything. I think they were talking about the other government, government number two, and you know, maybe a code word for it. But anyway, there was a lot of strange people showing up back then. Henry Wallace was right in the thick of it, and he was convinced that he was going to be the new president after FDR died. And so it was a big shock to him when the FDR threw it open to the convention, and then people started rallying around this haberdasher from Missouri. So it was not the way that I think the secret government had things planned on that occasion. FDR, you know, he had been up here at in Nova Scotia at the money pit, digging away in 1909, trying to find whatever is buried down there in the catacombs below Nova Scotia, where there's all kinds of shafts and pits and trap doors and weird things going on, all of which were designed to convince people that there was a treasure buried there, and obviously that was not the purpose of the money pit. Otherwise, they wouldn't have advertised it like that. You know, there's $2 million or £2 million below this point here, just 40 feet down. And, of course, if you dug down those 40 feet, it would open up the floodgates and flood it so that nobody could get in there. You know, it was obviously designed to flood whatever was down there and drown it, as if there was something down there that was alive that needed to be drowned. But they didn't want to get the responsibility for killing it, whatever it was. I leave that to people's imagination. I think I know what it was, but...
Well, say what it was. What do you think?
Well, I think it has to do with something in Genesis 4.
Ah.
And in Genesis 4, you'll recall there was a fellow who was told that if anybody did him harm, they would be cursed sevenfold. So if I was going to kill that person...
His name was Cain.
I would want to let somebody else do the dirty work and get the curse. And at the time, I think the British did it, and I think, but at the time, the French owned Nova Scotia. So, which was their enemy, they were at war with them. And so it was a clever trick, if you will, but it backfired when several decades later, British admiral or somebody managed to wrest the control of Nova Scotia from the French, and all of a sudden the British had control, and it turned out to be a British subject that in 1802 flooded the shaft. And so when it was flooded, from 1802 forward, the British Empire has been in decline. So you can look at it that way. There's a lot of different possibilities. I know people prefer that there's a lot of gold down there, but it doesn't make any sense to set up a system that can only result in the thing being flooded by whoever tries to dig out whatever is down there. If you bury a treasure, you want to get your treasure back out again, and you don't set it up. So even if you tried to get it out, you couldn't. So I think there's something like 7 shafts designed to flood that pit. 7. I mean, somebody was making extremely certain that it would flood. They didn't want to take any chances. And it took a lot of money. That was a very expensive operation. Today it would cost you, knowing what it cost to dig the tunnel under Boston's harbor here, it would probably cost $1 billion in modern terms to do this. It was literally the kind of thing only a government would finance.
Hmm.
And I think the British Royal Crown financed this operation and sent William Dampier to do it. They buried something there that that they had captured from France. And the French had something, as you'll recall, called the Baphomet, which was this this man who had a torso and a head, but no arms or legs. I think there was another appendage he was missing. And that description fits the description of the ancient god Osiris.
Wow.
He was dismembered like that.
Yes.
Left alive. And then put into a, he was put into a casket, a nail shut by a guy named Seth. Who was his half-brother?
Let's see,
somebody had a half-brother named Seth, and they were at war with each other. And Osiris was this guy who came from the east into Egypt. He wasn't an Egyptian. He was an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes into Egypt, and he teaches them agriculture, teaches them how to farm. See, a farmer from the Holy Land who has a half-brother named Seth.
Yeah,
and Osiris is not really a name. It's a title. Could it be Cain?
Yeah, church lady came to mind there for a minute.
It's hard to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay, so since you're off on this kind of a track here, could we please talk about the hidden family of Jesus? Everybody was related. Who knew?
The blotting out is actually the explanation for that,
right,
which is why I try to get these things in a certain sequence, if you follow
right
me here. In order to understand why we don't know that these guys were all related, the answer is because the blotting out rule, which you see in Psalm 109, requires that their kinship be cut off so that we don't know who a person who's been condemned. And remember, Jesus was formally executed,
mm-hmm,
both by Jewish and Roman law.
Right.
So there was a blotting out put on him, and you can see it in the Gospel of John there, where it says, you must not say, King of the Jews, but you must say, this man said he was King of the Jews. Well, the only part of the notice on the cross that they were changing was the Jesus of Nazareth part. That's the part they were getting rid of.
Right.
They wanted
and also in the book of Acts, when it says that we should not be allowed to teach or to preach in the name of this man, that whole section of Acts where they were arrested for teaching in the man's name.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't even say
even
in the name
Peter
of Jesus
blots out
Christ,
Judas under Psalm 109 at the beginning of the book of Acts, he calls him this man.
Yeah.
And was numbered among us, okay? And it's his own son.
Yeah.
This man. And he talks about him like he's not part of the family anymore, you know? He's disowning him.
And the purpose for this was so that it would destroy the families.
Well, the families were really large in those days, 10, 12 people at a time. You had a lot of men in the family. They were extended families, not like our modern society. A whole town's worth of young, healthy men. If somebody could be turned into a hero, and people go out and fight in his name, why, you could get a rebellion started very easily. So by blotting out the mention
of
a man's name in public and arresting anybody who mentioned it, or published it, you could kind of nip that sort of thing in the bud. And you can see examples where Eleazar and some of the other revolutionaries made a name for themselves and obviously were not following the rules. But, it was a very difficult process to keep these revolts down. And blotting out is something that goes back to God blotting out the people during the flood. It's the same term is used there. Satan's name was blotted out. Satan's a title meaning adversary or enemy. The actual Hebrew name we learned was really Shamael. So he had a name, but it was blotted out of the scriptures. Raphael is blotted out of the scriptures. He did some stuff God didn't like, so they blotted him out as well. And so there's a lot of people got blotted out. So the whole family of Jesus was connected to him, and some of them were reckoned to have committed crimes as well in the eyes of the authorities. And we'll probably have to get into this more after the break here, but we're going to be taking a break in about a minute, so I hope people finish this discussion in a minute.
Well,
if you can hang in there, we'll keep talking about it.
You got 2 hours, so hey.
But the family of Jesus was involved in a lot of the arrest activity early on in the church. If you look carefully, there's a legend that says Joseph of Arimathea, Mary Magdalene, Lazarus, a whole bunch of them were arrested about 3 years after the crucifixion and sent in exile to France. And we'll have to discuss what that means in more detail as we go forward here. But clearly, once you're arrested, the blotting out rule kicks in again. And so by the time the New Testament book of Acts was written, these guys are blotted out and they can't be talked about.
I hear the music.
Second generation since 30 years there.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back here. I guess I should mention, I almost forgot last week to mention my own contact information. I'm so busy trying to help Bill out, I forgot all about my own web address. If you want to get in touch with me, you can go to thetimequest.com. That's THETIMEQUEST, all one word, thetimequest.com. And there's a link, you'll see a link to cancer up there that's a connection with my wife's death. And then just underneath of that on the upper left-hand side, there's a link to order the CDs that Melissa was talking about earlier. And you'll see all the information over there on that website. They handle all my shipping and duplication and stuff. And their website, I think, is called before2012andbeyond.com. I think that's what that's called. But to make sure you get there, go to thetimequest.com, and you get to look at my little flickering torch there that I found on the web and absconded with and pasted in. But anyway, the lovely little GIF file that looks like a flaming torch, and I just thought that was really neat to stick in there. But right underneath of that torch, go down to the second link under there, and you'll see it. Now, don't get distracted by Adam and Eve the Home Game and some of the other clever little links I've got up there, because those are just web pages. But if you're interested in the CDs, you've got to click on that CD link. It's the only way on my website to order it is that one link. So I think that's it. I may have another link somewhere, but I think that's it. So if you want to follow that path, it'll lead you to their website. And then on there are pages that describe in detail what's in on the CDs. And there's like 12 hours or so, plus or minus, of material on each of the CDs in MP3 format. I want to make sure you know that. And you can play those not only on your computer, but you can probably play them on your DVD player if you give it a shot, although not all DVD players will do that. Well, we're talking about, and we've got only a couple minutes here before the break, and we'll get back to this after the top of the hour, if Melissa can hold on. But we're talking with Melissa in Texas, and we're talking about the hidden family of Jesus and how it got hidden. And I know we wandered off into election fraud there for a while. We may come back. The blotting out rule was very important to this. If you look in the book of Genesis, Joseph, when he's arrested in Egypt, he gets a new name. He's called Zaphnath Paneah, or Phanek, as it says in the Septuagint version. And if you look in the book of Daniel, he gets taken prisoner and exiled, and his name is changed to Balthazar. And so it was not at all uncommon for other cultures to do the same thing that the Israelites were doing in blotting out names, or than God was doing in blotting out names. So everybody was doing it. And to lose your good name was a very important thing in those days. Today, you lose your name, you change your identity, you get a new fake birth certificate, go across the Mexican border, cross over again, change your name again, and so forth. But pretty soon, nobody knows who you are. So, but in those days, your name was basically all you had, along with the clothes on your back and do other little exact knickknacks. But that was about it. So it's a very important part of somebody's life, and meant everything to them. So I think we're going to go to our break here, and what we do just before the top of the hour. So I'm not sure when we get to when we click off for the music here again. But we'll restart this in a couple of minutes here, and then we'll pick up on this in more detail and talk maybe about a couple of other things as well.
Pain.